Cabin Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And following up on Art's phone call, Israel's standard modus operandi is that anybody who does not toe Israel's line is smeared, their careers destroyed, their lives ruined. It's their automatic response. But I don't think they realize that in going after Stephen Hawking, man who has spent his life in a wheelchair, a man who is basically standing in the same pantheon with Galileo and Sir Isaac Newton and Albert Einstein, in going after him, Israel is making itself look very pathetic. And it's going to back, it's already backfiring on them. That follow-up Huffington Post poll where support for Hawking actually grew despite all the arguments they were putting out there. And all Israel can do now by continuing to attack this man for standing on a moral principle, they're just going to make it worse for themselves. They're burning out their credibility around the world. I'm going to grab another phone call here. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I also wanted to talk about Stephen Hawking. And the bottom line is, whether you agree with the man or not, you have to support his right to pretty much believe whatever it is he wishes to believe.
Well, according to Israel, you don't have a right to believe anything they don't tell you. You don't have a right to an opinion that they don't like. And that's exactly what's on display right now.
Well, and whether it's Israel, NBC, global warming, when you advertise on your own network and you only propagate your own information and your own beliefs, you do not strengthen your position. The greatest way to prove your point and prove you're right is to entertain outside ideas and let the facts speak for themselves.
You are exactly right. You are exactly right. If you if you know factually your position is correct, you welcome debate. You welcome an opposing point of view. Party A gets to stand there screaming about the benefits of chocolate ice cream. Party B gets to stand there and scream about the benefits of pistachio ice cream, and you let the public decide. But when the pistachio guy goes out and tries to get laws passed against those who would criticize pistachio and scream you're being anti-green or anti-nut, you realize they're basically admitting they don't have a factual basis to stand on. And this attack on Stephen Hawking, they're hoisting with their own petard on this one.
Absolutely. And the you know, it's like, Caesar, Daste, you protest too much. The more that they deny Stephen Hawking and slander him and smear him, the more focus they put on his ideas. The best thing they could possibly do is say, we respect Mr. Hawking and his field. We do not agree with his position, but he's welcome to hold it however he sees fit. End of story. I mean, it's idiotic. It's going to backfire on him completely.
It is backfiring. But again, because, you know, back at the height of the Cold War, 1950s and 1960s, these tactics worked in an era of one-way mass communication. They don't work any longer, and they just haven't picked up on that yet, and they are just making themselves look ridiculous. Anything else, Kyle?
No, Michael. Have a good afternoon.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Ultimately, it comes down to that. If you are a democracy, if you are an enlightened society, you understand open debate of every issues is something not only to be tolerated, but encouraged. The more Israel pounds on Stephen Hawking, the more obvious it is they realize their position supporting apartheid is unsupportable. And they're going on the attack, and it's going to backflash on them. There is nothing they can say about Stephen Hawking that is going to diminish his reputation. And remember, I don't even agree with him about the Big Bang, and I still admire the guy. I think he's great. He's an icon of the age. And going up against him, I think Israel has definitely bitten off more than they can chew. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over at the Daily Mail, and you'll probably see this a lot of places, in their comment section, when people make a comment, there's a little up thumb or a down thumb, just some other way for other readers to vote whether they approve of the comment or not. Got an email from somebody who posted the comment. Hawking knows the difference between right and wrong. And he posted that in the Daily Mail, and he got 543 upvotes on that. So if Israel thought that they were going to be able to smear a man of this stature, they have utterly, utterly failed. And like I said, Israel is still playing the game by the rules that work in the 1950s and 1960s, where they could scream, this person's an anti-Semite, and count on the corporate-owned media to go around, oh, yes, it's an anti-Semite, he's just a Jew hater, you don't want to listen to him, and just effectively destroy somebody's career. But those days are gone. I wrote an article about this, the new McCarthyism. And those rules do not work any longer in the era of the independent media. And this furor over Stephen Hawking shows that. Back to the phones here, Robert in Missouri. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, I got a couple things, but you just brought up the whole anti-Semite thing. I got called one by a guy that runs a pretty big Christian ministry today just because I pointed out that all he wants to teach about is Islamic terror, and he never wants to talk about Jewish supremacism or any of the dirty Talmudic stuff. And he called me a Jew-hating anti-Semite. And I'm like, well, okay, that's real good for a Christian minister when he wants to ignore half the Bible and teach the other half. But anyway.
Well, listen, hey, listen to me. There's a story we just put up at whatreallyhappened.com about how the IDF is harassing Christian clergy in the Holy Lands. You might want to copy that off and send it to this guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I read about these guys in the Orthodox Church and the Catholic priests. They get spit on by the Haredi, the ultra-Orthodox, every day they go to work. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's horrible. But I wanted to talk about the whole Benghazi and IRS getting sicked on the enemies of the president. And, yeah. You know, I listen to a lot of these alternative hosts, right? And they talk yes. about, oh, this is going to bring this guy down. Well, you know, it's going to bring Obama down. And I'm like, I think a lot of these guys live in gated communities or something, or they're compartmentalized and they live in their little bubble of a talk radio host world, because I live out here on the streets. I'm from St. Louis. And I'll tell you what, let somebody impeach Obama. He could kill somebody on video, and let somebody try to impeach him, and you're going to have uprisings in every major city in this country, which is maybe what they want. Maybe this is the little catalyst that they want to use to throw the DHS goons our way. Because if Obama gets impeached, the level of ignorance out here in the regular old community, these people are going to snap. They're going to flip out, and they're going to think that they're trying to take Obama out because he's a black guy.
Well, I disagree with that. I think at this point, because even the black community is very disillusioned with him right now, I don't think an Obama impeachment would trigger any kind of riots or violence, but I'm in agreement with you on the idea. He's not going to be impeached. He is going to finish out his second term in office, barring the unforeseen. What is spinning this out of control is, you know, I am convinced the GOP made a big issue about this to derail Hillary in 2016, and now that it's come out that there was a cover-up, that the White House has been intimidating witnesses, that they have been editing and re-editing the information coming supposedly out of the CIA headed for the Congress, was edited and reviewed and revised by the White House, that says cover-up, and every prostitute out there who dreams of being the next Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward, They smell blood in the water, and they're homing in on that right now. So this thing could very easily get out of control. And again, Obama's being hit by the double whammy between Benghazi Gate and now this IRS scandal. And now he's on the record as of this morning saying that he did not know the IRS was doing this before last Friday. The instant he's caught out lying about that, He's whatever's left of his credibility is going to be gone. And again, I don't expect this Congress to have the gonadal tissue to do anything about it, but it will get the ordinary American people taking a much closer look at what's been going on with this government, what's going on, why were they targeting people supporting the Constitution? That's a question that really has no easy cop-out answer, and people are going to be taking a much closer look at the legality of the IRS and the Federal Reserve itself.
Yeah, my thing is, I think the Congress, whether it's Democrat or Republican, is so compromised, and they have so many skeletons in their closet, no matter which party they belong to, that I do not think that any of them really have, like you said, the gonadal tissue to start the articles of impeachment. You know, you had two Senates that tried it on Bush, and that didn't go anywhere, and then I just don't think any of these people have the guts, or they won't have the support. You know, we saw what happened with the Clinton impeachment, and I mean that was real flimsy. But what they got on
that
Obama,
was very, very flimsy.
This guy attacked Libya. You know, so
no, if it goes to articles of impeachment, they have a much stronger case against Obama than they did against Clinton. There is one wild card we need to be aware of, and that, of course, is going to be Israel. Also, looking forward to 2016, because if Hillary does get kicked out of the running, then Israel might tell their congressional minions, go ahead and eject Obama. That gives us President Biden, and Biden will be able to run again in 2016. So that may be a wild card that we need to be paying attention to.
Yeah, I think the one thing we really need to watch is whether the masters of Obama, we know who they are willing to sacrifice him because they think it's expedient or not. So that's the real thing to watch.
In a heartbeat, yeah. They'll let him go to serve their own ends. There is, at that level of government, there is no loyalty whatsoever. It's, you know, mutual web of blackmail and threats and wet work. And absolutely, if Israel starts to think that Hillary is not going to be able to run in 2016 and the Republicans might actually field a candidate that's less obliging to Israel, they might have Obama impeached and removed from office so that they could get a President Biden in there, and then Biden could run and carry the legacy or the Israeli rulership forward.
But you know, with the Republican side, if you don't have some staunch Christian Zionist credentials, you're torched. You're not going to get the nomination. So you got to really, you know, you got to be a real hardcore Christian Zionist on the Republican side with your corporate backing in order to get the Republican nomination. So it's a complicated thing, but.
I think the GOP, I mean, if you look at how much attention Rand Paul is getting, and they've already got him up front on this Benghazi situation, I think they're going to run him in 2016, and they're going to try and capitalize on the Ron Paul revolution by saying, well, we didn't give you Ron Paul, but here's his son. It's Ron Paul Light. We know that that's a complete lie, but I really do think they're considering running him in 2016.
Yeah, I do, too, and he's already made his little pilgrimage, put on the yarmulke, went to the Western Wall and everything else. So, all right, see you, Mike.
All right, and we're going to switch over to Larry in Oregon. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I saw a movie last night called Chino with Charles Bronson. Have you ever seen that?
Nope. Can't say I have.
Okay, well, they had a baby horse that would be called a foal.
Yes.
And its mother died, and then it was brought back, and it was hand-fed with milk. And then later in the movie, you heard this horse crying or whinnying, and then you went outside, and they showed you the body of this horse. And then you heard the voice that said, and we're going to get you in other ways, too. Now, why I'm bringing up this story is because this is exactly how these movie people did, is exactly how they create and use the Holocaust weapon. Because this little horse, little baby horse, was cute and cuddly. It was innocent, and it was helpless. And so this is the picture. They go through this almost the same process they went through in this movie where they show the mother was killed, and then they have this baby horse. It's almost the same mind control. Creating a mind control
weapon. Well, it's just basically saying you will feel sorry for this protagonist and you will hate the antagonist, and that's just classic drama and storytelling. And I don't think necessarily that there's a really tangible link between this movie and the Holocaust. It is just the general rules of propagandistic storytelling. So Larry, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are loading up, and we're going to switch over to Art in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Art, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike, for taking my call. You commented earlier on the Huffington Post and also the ADL. When you actually, I did some research, put it on a website, noplaceforcorruption.com. You will find out that the Huffington Post was taken over by American Online, which is the primary ownership goes back to the Bruffmans. You also find
That explains that.
You will also find that the Anti-Defamation League is run by basically run by the Bruffmans. And you also find that DuPont in Delaware is controlled by the Bruffmans, and DuPont controls the politics of Delaware, hence they control none other than Joe Biden. They all are directly connected. It is not an indirect connection. It is a direct connection.
Well, you see, this is the reason that Putin has started instituting laws in Russia that their politicians cannot have financial entanglements outside the country. It's why Putin got rid of their money junkies when he came to power and kicked them all out. And Russia is doing really great right now compared to the United States of America. We have, unfortunately, a segment of the population in this country who are very predatory, who are absolutely convinced that they are supposed to be rich and everybody else is supposed to be poor, and anything that brings them wealth is blessed by their imaginary playmate in the sky. And this is, you know, this is a belief all across money junkies everywhere. So it's a reality, and somebody's going to have to deal with it when we talk about the blueprint for the new America. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Art. We'll be right back.
All right.
The free- free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to Bank and Trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I just wanted to call and chime in on one thing, talking about impeachment of Obama, and I'd like to make two points.
Mm-hmm.
The first of which is, I think I may have mentioned before, my wife is black. She's a college-educated policy wonk, and all logic flies out the window when talking about Obama. So I think that caller was I think closer to right on that. However, I want to make the point that back when we impeached Clinton, and it was clear he had perjured himself under oath.
Yes.
And the Republicans had control of both the Senate and the House at the time. And yet Clinton was able to get free when it was clear to everybody that he had perjured himself. The lesson to be learned and was learned by George Bush, who had when he started out, you know, of both the Republican House and Senate, and later just one of the houses was his, but was that if Clinton could get away with an antagonistic Senate and House, then he could do anything and get away with it, and he has. And Obama is carrying that on what with a Democratic Senate as well. Plus, Obama has the enormous advantage of if ever, anything should ever come to an impeachment trial or even putting the issue of impeachment forth to be voted on, he can go and target every loved one, every break into any house that he wants, and just browbeat these guys back with all the surveillance state Gestapo apparatus that is now in full effect. So it would be very dirty, and you know, or he could just declare a state of emergency, for Christ's sake. But at any rate, that
I think would provoke an uprising among the American people. I think that's why they're trying to figure out some way to get the guns without declaring a national emergency. But they may feel very much they're in a corner right now on that regard.
Well, Michael, that I think you're right about that, because that would even get me to get the hair up on the back of my neck. But I will tell you that anybody who puts forth any sort of articles of impeachment or anything is going to have the full weight of the Gestapo down on them. All their recorded phone conversations and emails and all the illegal break-ins that they can do and everything. So that's completely off the table. Impeachment's never going to happen again.
Well, I agree with you on that one up to the point, because it is true Obama and Israel have a pretty much lock on the United States Congress, to a lesser extent the judiciary, and they thought they had a lock on the corporate media. But like I said, the GOP has kicked over a major anthill, because what started out as simply an attempt to smear Hillary Clinton ahead of the 2016 elections, now it's gotten into cover-up, and now we have this IRS scandal, which has already put Obama into Richard Nixon territory, and you've got the entire corporate media that are desperate to regain the trust of the American people, desperate to be the next Woodward and Bernstein. They're smelling blood in the water. It may not be possible for the government to control them.
Well, you know, Mike.
They can control one or two. Trying to control all of them in all 50 states, that's not going to happen.
Michael, with the Benghazi thing, I mean, he's also, his maneuver room is severely restricted, Obama's, because they were there, of course, that Benghazi facility existed to recruit and arm al-Qaeda, you know, to send over to Syria. That's what it existed for. So there are laws against that, obviously. Also, there's a dedicated statute saying that no State Department facility can be used for detention. They were detaining people there. There's a whole lot of laws broken here, and his room for maneuver is severely limited on this. So We'll see what's happening on that. But that's all I got, and thanks very much, Michael.
All right, you got it. All righty. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting back over to the least, as you're probably already aware, Israel is already trying to ramp up the idea that we must go kill the Iranians for them. Israel is talking about a unilateral strike into Iran along the lines of what they just did in Syria. And they're talking about bombing Iran's power station, its fuel rod processing plants, and its medical isotope factories, and anything else with which Iran is making nuclear products to which they are legally entitled under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. But analysts are looking at the weather patterns over that area, and they're basically saying if Israel bombs Iran's nuclear facilities, it is going to contaminate the entire Gulf States region. Now, Israel doesn't care. Let's shower radiation all over Dubai and all the rest of those, Saudi Arabia and the rest of that stuff, and let them all die of cancers, you know. But that's really what they're risking here, because you need to understand, you know, during spring, summer, right, we're coming into that time of year, you get these powerful winds all over the region that create these huge sandstorms. And if you're blowing the sand around, you're blowing around the radioactive debris as well. It would be worse than Chernobyl and Fukushima put together. It's an operating nuclear power station that they're talking about bombing. And that's how incredibly reckless Israel is. They don't care what happens to anybody else as long as Israel gets what Israel wants. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the grove. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's see. We already talked to Peter in Los Angeles, so the phone lines are open. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, an interesting article just showed up at Wired.com. And the headline is, U.S. Kicks Drug War Habit Makes Peace with Afghan Poppies. And the story is going on about these soldiers in Afghanistan who have all these rules they are supposed to follow regarding treatment of the opium poppy fields. They're not allowed to set foot in the poppy fields. They're not allowed to destroy the fields. They're not allowed to even send in the local Afghanis to burn, plow under, or poison the opium poppies. And Wired is acting like this is a big, brand new, shocking story. It isn't. We have been showing you this for years. Prior to the invasion, Afghanistan, the Taliban, under Taliban rule, opium production had been shut down completely. As soon as the U.S. invaded, the poppies were blooming all over the place. There were bumper crops and the opium is flooding into the United States of America and into Russia. They're not very happy about that. And this is pretty much well known all over the independent media, and now the corporate media, in the person of Wired, is finally starting to report this story and act like it's a big breaking story. They just now found this. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. All righty, we're going to grab a phone call here. Cindy in Oregon, aloha. Cindy, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. You know, I was just joined a little while ago, and I'm terribly sorry if I missed something that was significant. But one thing that is being overlooked is that the primary problem that's really going on here is that in 1994 and in 97, they did the Human Genome Project, which was where they took the DNA and did the DNA sequencing, and then they patented the whole human genome.
Yes.
That patent is what backs world currency today.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time with that one. Why would a patent on the human genome be a backing to currency? I mean, I understand in the United States, the Federal Reserve note is backed by future tax revenues of the American slaves, but that's got nothing to do with the DNA.
It does. It has everything to do with it.
Well, I'd like to see some provenance about that. I'm really having a hard time buying into that one. So thanks a lot, Cindy. We're going to let you go. And getting back to Europe, over in Spain, the protests are continuing. They've had major protests. The people of Spain are literally calling for their entire government to step down. In fact, the new motto of this thing is from outrage to rebellion. And they're talking about more protests scheduled in Madrid, in Barcelona. We have an article up there listing all the places these protests are going to be taking place. It's all across the country. People are very unhappy with what's going on under these private central banks that impoverish the people to make themselves rich. Over in Greece, they've had to take emergency action to ward off a strike by teachers who are very upset over the fact that their budgets and their paychecks are being cut to make the bankers happy. And so this, we're getting into an era of forced labor. We don't care if this job doesn't pay enough for you to live on. This is what you will do, and we'll give you what we think the job is worth, and you don't have any choice about this. Now, as I mentioned earlier today, David Cameron and Barack Obama had a joint press conference. Cameron is there in Washington, D.C., talking about trade and basically going on about what they're calling this new tax and trade agenda. They want to open up trade between the United States and Great Britain. Well, trade between Great Britain and the United States is already pretty open. Okay? And, you know, they're basically saying, in fact, Cameron's statement was he tried to equate it to a cake. Trade makes the cake bigger so everyone can benefit. And no, that is absolutely not true. This only works if you have something to trade. But our agriculture has been curtailed by ethanol diversion. Nobody wants our GMO products. In fact, Peru just outlawed GMO. Our manufacturing is in decline. And so we don't really have anything to trade. The U.S. business model for decades has been to do the manufacturing in other countries around the globe where labor is cheap. Then they import the products and resell them to a captive market at a profit. But other nations aren't going to buy the U.S. more expensive version of the exact same product they can directly import themselves from those manufacturing centers. And so basically what the Obama and Cameron plan is protectionism, to use import restrictions and taxes to force the British and Americans to buy products from each other that neither one really wants. That's what they're talking about here. The United States business model is we don't make or grow anything anymore. We just act as the middleman. We're going to buy and import from other places. You're not allowed to go buy your stuff there, so we will do it for you and sell it to you at a higher markup. That's basically it. We're not a nation of innovators and builders and growers any longer. We're a nation of middlemen who politic themselves into the middle of that chain from producer to consumer and then so organize the laws that you're not allowed to bypass them any longer. And that's really what it's all about. Over at moneynews.com, they're going on about market optimists see more gains for Wall Street. And I'm not surprised because the Federal Reserve is still pouring all this instantly created money onto Wall Street. And as long as they're getting all this free money or almost free money falling from heaven, good times are going to roll on the stock market. Except, of course, all this instantly created money is deteriorating the value of the money you've already worked for, you've already earned, you've put in your pocket. Put in your savings account. And ultimately, when you adjust the stock market for the inflation being caused by all this newly created cash, the market is still losing real value, regardless of what those skyrocketing numbers may look like. And the whole point of those skyrocketing numbers is that's the little banner they're going to wave at you to say, see, the economy is doing great, Wall Street is doing wonderfully, and if you're hungry and homeless and jobless, really, somehow it's all your own fault. But as we pointed out many times before, when you have a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, debt piles up faster than available money, and it drives everybody to be predatory to get those little pieces of ink and paper. And that's why you see companies willing to sell products that really aren't very good. They cut the corners, software that's released with thousands of bugs still in it, products that fall apart just as soon as the warranty is over, pharmaceuticals that cause more harm than good. All of this becomes accepted business behavior in order to grab their share of what little currency remains in circulation. For the few to be very rich, the vast majority must be poor. And that, too, is intentional, because when you're talking about your truly classic money junkie, it doesn't matter how much they have. They don't feel rich unless they can look out their window and see everybody else around them poor. And that is really a degree of the pathology that we're dealing with in these people. Now, getting back to dealing with debt and dealing with foreclosure, this is a very interesting story, and this is coming out of the Denver Post. Apparently, there was a foreclosure process going through the court system. And this was a lady named Lisa K. Brumfield. She had a mortgage, and the bank foreclosed on her. And she went to the judge and say, do these people foreclosing on me have the original documents? Remember, we've talked about whether or not foreclosing entities have the note, the title, the promissory note. They've got to have all of that to foreclose to prove they have standing to foreclose. And the lawyers for the bank kept saying, oh, we've got the documents, we've got the documents, we've got the documents. And finally the judge said, look, you got to show them to me. District Judge William Martinez said to the lawyers, you must produce these documents in my court. And the bank canceled the whole lawsuit, walked away. 2-year legal proceeding, and it was all a bluff. The bank didn't really have grounds to foreclose. So why is this going on? Why are they foreclosing? It's very simple. Following the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud, the major banks are trying to stay solvent. They need black ink at the bottom of their balance sheet. That little monthly payment you're making isn't enough to keep them out of trouble. They need the entire value of your house on their balance sheet right now, today. And that was the motive behind this firestorm of foreclosures all across the country and all the criminality associated with it. Phony notaries, document forgery, homes were being foreclosed on that didn't even have mortgages. They were just grabbing all the houses they could. It's wealth confiscation to protect the banks, no different than when Roosevelt confiscated all the gold back in 1933. And that's why Obama came out with this foreclosure fraud settlement that told the state's attorney generals, do not prosecute for criminality. We, the federal government, will take care of it. And it wound up basically being an indemnification of all the illegal activity, a wrist slap fine, and ultimately the people whose homes were provably taken from them from fraud got a check for a grand total of about $300. There's a fair price for all the equity in their homes. And in some cases, those checks actually bounced. It is a massive, massive fraud committed by the financial centers and the government against you. And they're doing it in a way to try and trick you into thinking it's your own fault. And it isn't. You're the victims. You can't do anything wrong to be in the circumstance it was done to you over and over and over again. Now, a little embarrassing story over the weekend. Apparently, the FBI went after this Saudi student who was seen with, insert drum roll here, a pressure cooker. And they went in and they gave him a good grilling. Turned out he was cooking. He was using a pressure cooker, what you're supposed to use for, cooking. And the FBI's out there said, oh, you've got a cooker and you're Saudi. You must be up to something no good. Apparently, he was making kabsa, which is this Saudi Arabian rice dish requires a pressure cooker. They're out there trying to find something to wave at you that's, ooh, bad Arabs and the rest. Now, we'll talk about global warming, human-caused global warming. And NASA got busted for this animation they came out with the other day, where they were showing a 30-year animation of Landsat photos showing the area where there was a glacier getting smaller and smaller and smaller. But if you look very carefully at the shadows on the mountains, what they did is when they started the animation 30 years ago, they were using the winter months images. And then as they move forward into the present day, they started going to later and later months until the last images are from summer, when ice and snow is, in fact, greatly reduced. That's the degree of the sham out there. They're still trying to sell this global warming nonsense. Meanwhile, if you live up in Minnesota on the shore of the Great Lake, you probably had a very unpleasant weekend, because apparently this huge sheet of ice, they were calling it the glaciers on speed, literally came on shore and wiped out homes on the shoreline in Minnesota. Ice, giant ice. This is May 13th. Summer is only weeks away, and the ice is eating homes in Minnesota. And they're still out there trying to say, oh, human-caused global warming, and, you know, CO2 levels are rising alarmingly. And you know what's really funny? All of these articles where they say CO2 levels are rising alarmingly, and they all come down to the Atmospheric Observatory here in Hawaii, which is located down on the Big Island on a peak called Mauna Kea. That's where everybody gets their atmospheric CO2 measurements from. There's only one small problem. Mauna Kea is the top of an active volcano. This Mauna Kea Observatory is just upslope from the Kilauea crater, and all the vents from the eruption that has been going on since 1983. What do volcanoes emit for gases? Carbon dioxide. In fact, carbon dioxide is the majority constituent of volcanic emissions, second only to water vapor. So if you're on the top of an active volcano taking measurements of carbon dioxide, whatever numbers you're getting are irrelevant to the rest of the planet, and yet this is being waved around to prove carbon dioxide is going up, and you are to blame, and we need carbon taxes. The lies are shameless. We've had all these record-setting winters. 10 years ago, they were saying snow was going to be a thing of the past, and now we have homes in Minnesota being eaten by ice. There was snow on Mother's Day. So now the new spin is global warming has paused. It's still there. We know it's happening, and it's your fault. It's just temporarily paused, and we're not exactly sure why. Actually, global temperatures have cooled. Sunspot activity is way below the expected normal. We may be going into a new Maunder minimum, which means a new little ice age. The Russians have come out saying that they're pretty certain they have uncovered evidence of a much longer period solar cycle than was previously known. We know about the 11 and 22-year sunspot cycles, but we've only been able to really scientifically study the sun for about 100 years. If there are cycles in solar output longer than that, we haven't been studying the sun long enough to detect those. Now the Russians are saying they think there is a 200-year cycle in solar output, which would time it back nicely with the last Maunder minimum. They're still out there selling this agenda. And if that doesn't get you worried, they're waving around these two new diseases, and they're talking global outbreak, pandemic, it's going to be horrible, people are going to be dying. And they're talking about this new coronavirus that's emerged in the Middle East, and a new bird flu spreading in China. And they're out there sounding the warning, this is going to be the next great flu pandemic. You remember back in 2009, the when pigs fly flu? And they declared that one a pandemic by fudging the numbers down. And it turned out to be nothing. It actually killed fewer people than the regular seasonal flu. This is all about a commercial to get you to rush right out and buy the latest vaccines. Buy them all. Get the complete set. Buy two of each. They're small. And it's a reminder, we will never have a healthy society, a healthy population, so long as disease is viewed as a profit opportunity. And that's really what it is. There's a new disease coming in. You've got to buy our Dr. Wisdom snake oil. It's operating on the same moral level as the traveling Wild West medicine show. There's a disease out there that's coming to get you. You got to buy this bottle of what's it and drink it, and you will be immune. Meanwhile, interesting story coming out of the rebel.org, and it's actually from a couple of other sources as well. Using a Freedom of Information Act in Great Britain, filed by a doctor, he got the documents for the last 30 years proving that the government has known most vaccines don't actually work, known that in many cases they will trigger the diseases they're supposed to prevent, known they are hazardous to children. We all know about that one vaccine that's just triggered an epidemic of narcolepsy in children. The government lied to the public about the safety and efficacy of the vaccines and blocked safety studies. And these are the same vaccines the U.S. government demands you put in your children. We'll be right back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're just getting a breaking story. Apparently, the pipeline that takes oil from Iraq into Turkey has been damaged with multiple explosions, a section of the pipeline. So Turkey is at least temporarily cut off from that oil supply. Will they blame it on Syria? Probably. probably. All righty, let's see. Now, getting back to the health and science issues, and again, you have to confront the realization that our entire culture has become corrupted by that necessity to get these little pieces of ink and paper to deal with the skyrocketing debt. The economy is not in balance. It is deliberately out of balance to take the real wealth of the nation and put it in the pockets of the money junkies. And over time, this strangulation by debt destroys the best of our human nature. We stop thinking about altruistic concerns. Am I putting out a product that is really going to be good for my customers? Am I making sure this product won't harm people? Is it a quality product I can take pride in? All of those considerations have pretty much evaporated in the American culture. We have, in a very real sense, become very decadent. Just get the next whiz-bang out there. Get the money and then, you know, head on off to the Caymans here. So there's this story over in collectiveevolution.com where research is showing that the BT toxins found in Monsanto genetically modified crops damage red blood cells in mammals. And I presume pretty much everybody listening to this show is a mammal, so you ought to be concerned. Now, this BT toxin is used as a biological pesticide. The Monsanto crops literally created inside the crop. You can't wash it off. It's inside the structure of the food. Monsanto's claim was that BT is toxic only to insects. They're showing, no, it affects other than insects. There's another new study that is linking GMO food to leukemia. And these articles are linked to whatreallyhappened.com, so you can go look at them, and you need to. Now, Peru has banned GMOs. Don't want them. They're absolutely banned. More and more countries are saying we can't have these. It is the most dangerous technology that man has ever worked with. And it's being played with in an almost completely reckless disregard for its potential consequences. And the model is basically, we're going to tinker with this gene and we get the desired result. We're not even going to look for any other side effects and we'll put it out there. Remember the huge scandal over the Roundup Ready corn and the Roundup pesticide. The study in France kept rats alive for the entire rat's lifespan and discovered after the fourth month, they started getting sick, huge tumors. Monsanto said, that's nonsense. We tested this stuff for 3 months and it's perfectly safe. And because of Monsanto's political power, French studies ignored. We'll be right back.